buddy, Robert Berry, and welcome to Retro Crush, the podcast, episode 39. It's been about a week since our last episode, so to all you folks who've been deprived and complaining on email, when's the next one coming up, I'm sorry. I let the Halloween weekend get the best of me, and my God, is Monday the worst day to have Halloween on? We had our Trash Film Orgy film festival extension. Normally it's in the summer, but we had a special Halloween version of it here on Halloween of all days. And on Sunday night we played Carrie, and on Monday night we played Prom Night with Jamie Lee Curtis. And having movies at midnight on those two nights is obviously takes a lot out of there. But we had a lot of fun, and I'm going to play some audio from that we recorded there of just some of the crazy drunk people walking around there. It's kind of fun to hear. And just a reminder, too, if you're ever in Sacramento in the summertime for the 6 weeks starting the last week of June all the way through July, sometimes a little bit into the August, you got to check out Trash Film Orgy. It's the greatest thing in the world. You can go to trashfilmorgy.com and find out more about it. But we've been putting this on with my friends Darren and Christy, who are the founders and creators of Trash Film Orgy, and for the last 5 years, and it's just great. It's just these sleazy exploitation movies that are just so fun to see in a room full of like-minded people that are just drunk and crazy and heckling it. And it's at the Crest Theater, which has the biggest screen in Sacramento. It's the most beautiful Art Deco theater I've ever seen, and it's a great setting to be in. So here's some audio. I was going to try to actually record some whole podcast episodes there, but it was just a little bit too chaotic to do. But here's some audio, both good and bad, that we took at the event there.
Sounds pretty good in this.
So we're here at Trash Film Orgy with Christy Sound.
Fucking podcast? Well, yay!
We're not drunk, though.
So we're showing Prom Night tonight. How was your prom night?
What was your best memory of prom night? Did you get laid on prom night?
Pictures with you.
No, your real prom night.
I didn't get a real prom. I went somewhere else and got drunk.
Did you cry on prom night?
Hell no.
What was your best memory?
I did get a prom dress, and I was going to go with my boyfriend, but then we broke up like right before prom, so.
Who broke up with who?
I don't know.
And what happened?
That means he broke up with you, huh?
No,
you don't remember.
Sure it was me.
Well, that's a very exciting
thank you for that insight into your life.
Yes.
But the other male voice you hear during that particular clip is good old Retro Randy Woggy, longtime friend of mine since high school, and he's written quite a few things for our website, and it was great to see him again there. Talk to him and email him all the time, but it's always nice when I get to see Randy. And the female voice you heard was Christy Savage from TrashFilmOrgy.com. Here's another clip where we talk to Sarah, who just this amazing person. She's about 6'5", maybe I'm exaggerating, but just this tall, gargantuan Amazonian woman, and she's always our queen trash to help showcase the show.
I'm here talking with Sarah, otherwise known as Queen Trash, here at the Trash Film Orgy on Halloween night. How are you doing tonight, ma'am?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You having a fun time tonight on this Halloween so far?
I'm a little sore, but other than that, yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
In what way are you sore?
Well, I have this large gash in my knee from last night's performance, and I'm just about...
I'm sorry, I missed the last part. You have a large gash, and then what?
In my knee. I have two gashes, I guess. One's in my knee, though, and it's kind of painful. The other one feels quite nice.
Oh, that's good.
Did you get it?
And next we have some audio with Keith Lowell Jensen, who's also writing a lot of things for our website, and he's the founder of the I Can't Believe It's Not Comedy Troupe.
So we are here at Trash Film Orgy, and I'm talking to Keith Lowell Jensen.
I learned some really good new heckles tonight. Show us your tits. I was one. I'm going to use that
the
one.
People heckle the films here quite a bit.
And the stage performances, and the janitor, and they heckle the popcorn attendees.
I'm wondering, Keith, where did you learn the fine art of hypnosis? How else could you land such a dame as Brenna?
I was wondering where you were going with that one. Yeah, talk to Brenna. She's smart and eloquent.
What's the the secret to peace, magnetic appeal?
I'm working off my debt to society.
There we go. I didn't hear what you said because of this music, but I bet it was witty, sharp, and barbed.
What you said was that I'm very well endowed.
But I heard it because you really like belching, right?
Belching is the key.
Belching's the key.
Hey, I know about you people. I just saw that film. Don't be offering to take me fishing, all right, Randy?
Yeah, well, you know, I can't resist it with that bowling.
Although, actually,
this interview's over!
I would kind of like...
Well, you can see why we didn't do a whole episode there, because that was about the best we could come up with. We were teasing Keith there, because Keith has this phenomenally gorgeous wife named Brenna, and frankly, he's rather ugly, so it's kind of like that Rick Ocasek, Paulina Porizkova, Billy Joel, Christine Brinkley type of effect there. So he's got some strange power over women that science has yet to decipher. This last bit of audio, I was dressed up as Captain Spaulding, did a pretty good makeup job. I'll put a link to it on the show notes so you can see it there, from The Devil's Rejects and House of a Thousand Corpses. It's Sid Haig's character. And I got on stage with a character named El Tigre Diablo, who's a Mexican wrestler that weighs about 105 pounds and he's 5'1". And we give away prizes on stage, and the theme of our trash film orgy was that it was a zombie prom night, so a lot of people came dressed up like they were coming to the prom, but with zombie makeup on top of it, so it was a lot of fun. So we had the crowning of our prom king and queen, and during this bit, Sarah, that you heard from in that second audio bit, rushes on stage thinking she's going to be the prom queen and is told that she's not, and we end up crowning this. And when you start hearing the song Almost Paradise, which is sung by Mike Reno and Ann Wilson from Heart, this is playing in the whole theater, and I just start singing along with it, and you can't quite hear it so good, but I think it comes out kind of nice. I have kind of a pleasing song voice here.
I can explain. No,
and by the way, let me explain. I actually had a portable recorder in my pants pocket on stage, so the audio quality is rather horrible with the wrestling around that you hear here.
She's better than the prom queen. She's the prom queen mother. Queen mother? Are you calling me old? No, I'm just calling you a mother. No, listen.
What?
Is, you get the crown, the king and the queen. You've got the
and
power.
Why the hell would I want to do that?
You've got the power. You're dominant.
And
you can have them both when we're done with them.
Yeah!
And like most mothers, you are suitable for nursing.
That tears it. What do you say? Well, what do you say? Let's bring them out right now. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's prom king and queen, please welcome Carolyn and Andrew.
Wow, that's just so magical to hear again. Well, to the 10 people that enjoyed listening to that, I hope you liked it there. Well, let's get on with our back-to-business format of the Retro Crush podcast. We're going to do a tribute to Chet from Weird Science. Now, Weird Science ultimately is not that good of a movie. In fact, it's a part of this Brat Pack movie collection DVD set. I just got it in the mail, and we'll be giving it away at the end of the show here. It's a really cool package. It looks like a binder that you'd bring to school, like one of those blue denim-looking ones that you'd write shit all over. And each, there's three rings inside, and there's these kind of plastic slipcase sleeves for each movie to be in. So it's a really neat package, but there's absolutely no extras on any of these films. So you're basically just buying a cute package for three standard release movies. One of them is The Breakfast Club, the other one is 16 Candles, and what should have been Pretty in Pink for the third selection, they ended up putting Weird Science in instead. But, you know, Weird Science is fun for what it is. Not a very good movie. Stupid story. Insanely bad script. It's just ultimately not one of the better movies of the 80s. But what really redeems it are two things. Kelly LeBrock, who's the female star of the film, just looks amazing. She's this creation. You got to get this set up is that there's these two guys that are such nerds, and they decide to create the ideal woman on a computer program, and through some mystical things, she ends up coming to life and granting them whatever they want. So basically, she becomes a child molester. This like woman is about 30, starts having sex with these teenage boys. You had a lot of that back in the 80s, like My Tutor and a bunch of Private Lessons, a lot of films where young boys would have sex with overdeveloped older women. But Bill Paxton, this is one of his first films. You saw him later in Aliens. I believe he was in Terminator 2. No, he wasn't in Terminator 2. Predator 2. And a great, great role in True Lies. But he's just such a great, great asshole in this film. And we're going to play some audio from some of his best bits there. So,
why I told the brother Chet. He's kind of an asshole.
So after a night of drinking, Anthony Michael Hall's character gets blistering drunk, and they go back home to Wyatt's house. And Chet meets them at the door. And here's how he first... yells at his brother. Poor guy, he has him henpecked. Because their parents, of course, are away. And so the older brother, Chet's got to look after them.
You better think of what you're going to do about Chet. He's one serious idiot.
You stood, buttwad!
For me?
Know what time it is?
Two?
Time to pay the fiddler.
I was kind of counting on you to be human about this.
Here's the bottom line, Wyatt. I'm telling Mom and Dad everything. I'm even considering making up some shit.
All right, Chet, name your price.
$175.00, cash, new bills crisp and clean, in my wallet by 7 a.m.
Thank you.
Hey, what are big brothers for?
See you upstairs.
So immediately after this, Wyatt's putting Anthony Michael Hall to bed. They're walking and they're just both drunk as hell, and Chet has this great scene where he confronts the two of them again, not just a few minutes later.
The booze hounds return. What a joke. Hi, girls.
He's blowing cigar smoke in his face here.
Feeling kind of queasy. How about a nice... greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray.
He pukes. You die.
He's not laughing at you, Chet. It's just...
Yes, I am.
Did he tell Chet about the one we made tonight?
You gotta meet.
He's obviously
having
a picture. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
No shit.
No shit, Chet.
No shit.
You two donkey dicks couldn't get laid in a morgue.
You're right. You are absolutely
right. You're absolutely right.
Get him
shit.
Out of
you're
here.
You're absolutely right.
Hey, you're ahead. What?
John. Come on.
Cold-blooded, Shane.
So next morning, it's breakfast time, and who'd believe that Chet would pay a visit again and be a jerk one more time because he sees his brother wearing women's underwear.
Good morning, turd brain.
Hi, Chet.
You spit in this?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Hey, that looks pretty good. Now make yourself one. Thick weed.
And lastly, we're going to play a funny little clip here where he finally tries to get to the bottom of all the crap that's been going on, and Lisa makes an appearance to set things straight, who's played by Kelly LeBrock.
So, you guys think you can pull one over on me, huh? Huh? You got everybody synced to the same bullshit story.
This isn't bullshit. This is a Pershing missile, Chip.
It's Chet. My name is Chet. And I didn't think it was a whale's dick, honey. Hi, Nanny. Hi, Grampy. I'm not a moron, you know. Was that my grandparents? Are they dead?
Oh, no, they're just resting.
What are they doing in here?
I put them in there. I didn't want the boys to get into trouble. Quite frankly, they weren't having a very good time at the party.
Not having a good time? Do you think they're having a good time being catatonic in a closet? Do you have any idea how disrespectful that is? Boy, I wouldn't give a squirt of piss for your ass right now.
Gave him
okay,
a meld in
quite
there.
Enough. You guys get the girls home. Wyatt, take the Porsche. Gary, you take the Ferrari.
The Ferrari?
I want to be alone with Chet here.
Good to see you again, Chet.
Get out of here. Come on, take your little hussies home. The parents are probably worried sick. Lady, I want to get to the bottom of this. ASAFP.
Oh, so do I.
First, I'd like to butter your muffin.
Why do you have to be such a wanker?
Because I get off on it.
Now, I want you to promise that you'll keep your big...
So, Chet gets what's coming to him at the end of the film in a really funny costume. So, Weird Science, yeah, it's worth a laugh or two for Chet there. He's certainly one of the best assholes in film history, and in such a mediocre film, he really elevates it to something worth watching. So we're going to give away all three of the films in the Brat Pack movie and music collection. Also comes with a CD with some songs from the films. And all you got to do is email me at contests@retrocrush.com. That's with an S at the end. And let me know who your favorite character is in either The Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, or Weird Science. And we'll just let me know who the favorite character is and why. And I'll pick my favorite answer by, let's say, Sunday, November 6th. So you got a couple days to do this. And if you're listening to this after that, maybe go back in time and send me your entry. Could be done. Well, it's time to open the Retro Crush voicemail box. It's time to listen to voicemail. We've got two voicemails today. They're both very gay, but I'll play them because I need to fill up some time on this podcast because I get paid by the hour. Woo! All right, I promise to never do that again. But we do have two voicemails that we'll play today, the first of which is rather good. and the second of which is rather awful and incomprehensible, but I will play them both. Here's the first one.
Robert Berry, I just wanted to tell you I love your podcast, and I think episode 14 where you talk about how dumb the juggalos are and everything is like the fucking funniest one so far. I wish it'd be really funny if you could read some more of those on future podcasts. But actually, I wanted to tell you that I live in Tennessee, and a couple months ago, Motley Crue came through, and as I'm walking to the yard, you know, to go over to get something to eat, I see an Insane Clown Posse blanket on the ground, and there's, like, a group of four or five people, they have face paint, ICP shirts on, and they just look like a bunch of assholes. They're all looking at me because I got a Crue shirt on and everything. And I come back through, and the Crue started playing, you know, they're in the middle of a song, and then all of them, they're standing there just booing, and that really proves what asshole dicks the juggalos actually are, for all those fat-ass, lardy-ass wiggers that are actually in the Insane Clown Posse. And I just think that if any of the ICPs are listening to this, I say, fuck you, Motley Crue owns you all, and Robert Berry, keep up the good work, man. See ya.
Aw, well, thanks. It's so nice to hear from a brilliant Motley Crue fan to hear how bad the Juggalos fans of Insane Clown Posse are. So this next one here is a little bit weird. Somebody's trying to pretend to be me, and they put their voice through some weird computer effect thing. And the effect is rather jarring and disturbing and, well, what's the word? Shitty.
Hi, this is Robert Berry. I'm leaving a message for Robert Berry, and I'm just wondering what the heck the big holdup is on the next Retro Crush podcast. I mean, what do I have to do all day? I just eat expired candy and cereal from the 80s and play video games and write about it on the internet so other dumb old computer nerds can read it. So, really, what the hell's the big holdup? Oh, I see. I fell back into Webster's pussy. Oh, crap, it smells bad here.
Get out of my pussy, Robert Berry. And give me my props.
Yeah, Webster, I'm giving you mad props for a smelly pussy. Well, let's go wrap up the podcast. See you, guys.
Wow, I'm kind of liking that. If you guys have any more voicemails with fictional stories of me falling inside of Webster's smelly pussy, I'd sure love to hear it. If you got a voicemail you'd like to leave us or call for anything, they don't have to be that idiotic like the ones you heard. I'd love to hear from you. Just dial 916-231-9480. That's 916-231-9480. You can call any time. It won't actually ring in my house. It is a Sacramento, California number, but you don't have to worry about waking anybody up or anything like that, or me actually picking up the phone and making you too scared to talk to anybody. So all you dudes living in your mom's basement who have a tough time talking to people, this is your chance. I'd like to take this moment here to read one of my favorite comic strips for you. Some people like Fred Bassett, maybe Mark Trail's more your game, but probably one of my favorite comic strips is called Blecky Yuckarella. And you can read it on, if you go to johnnyr.com, that's johnnyr.com. We'll have the link on our show notes as well if you go on the podcast. And I'd like to read the dialogue from the latest script for you here. Johnny Ryan's a longtime friend of Retro Crush here, and we're pleased to provide this service for those of you that are blind and can't read the comics there. So this one, the first panel has Blecky walking out, and she's saying, "Hey, it's time for a new character parade." And then there's a guy saying, "Hi, I'm Mr. Duty Bubble. Get a whiff of me." And then there's this Indian who's drinking out of a toilet, and he's saying, "I'm the last of the great North American toilet sippers." And that's probably the accent he would have really used. Then there's this, like, fat Nazi guy, and he's eating a big bag of cookies, and it says, "I am der Schnacker, the snack-loving Nazi." And then there's this really hilarious picture of Pinocchio with these bony little tits. They're actually like sticks, actually, not bony. And he says, "I'm Timber Tits. How awesome is I?" And then behind him it says, "I'm Tampon Santa. Have a merry Tampaxmas." And the final panel has these two growths on these snobby-looking guys' heads, and it says, "We're the Beverly Hills Brain Tumors. Let's do lunch." So as you can see, I'm not being sarcastic here. This is one of the best comics out there. And go to johnnyr.com and click the comic strip. There's all strips button is what you want to click. And check out more of that fine work. You can also read his stuff in Fantagraphics, Angry Youth Comics. They publish for him. And I believe he's got a collection of the Blackie Yuccarello strips you can order as well. So ends the plugs, and so ends the show. I'm going to leave you with a few songs that some listeners have turned in of their favorite cover songs of TV commercial songs, and you can always submit those as well. Please go to RetroCrush.com and visit the site. Go to rbarry@RetroCrush.com. You can email me through that address. Again, call us at 916-231-9480. Sorry, we're catching up on a lot of stuff on this episode. It's a little bit more disjointed and long than the average episode, but I promise the next ones are going to be fantastic. Also, go to podcastalley.com, vote for our podcast. There was an interview with me right on the front page there, so it's a lot easier to do. But it really helps us get some extra exposure there. And finally, if you haven't subscribed to us via iTunes, that's a really good way to help us out as well. Thanks and have a great day. Here is some commercials.
She's maybe alive.
Giving you a bottle for your meal. You're so real. Baby alive. Making fresh food for your tummy.
Cherries. Yummy.
Baby alive. Changing your diapers when you're through.
You're a good baby, too.
You're in the big leagues.
When you make a perfect slide.
You're in the big leagues.
When you keep the team alive,
you're in the big leagues!
When you block a shot or two,
you're in the big leagues! When you're in the big league too,
big league too. Man-sized wads of great-tasting shredded bubblegum stuffed into a giant Stay Fresh pouch. For big league flavor and big league bubbles, it's big league too.
You're in the big leagues! When you're in the big league too!
It doesn't matter what comes, fresh goes better in life. With Mentos fresh and full of life, nothing gets to you. Staying fresh, staying cool. With Mentos fresh and full of life, fresh goes better. Mentos fresh goes better. With Mentos fresh and full of life.
You got the look, I want to know better. You've got the look. It's all together, working, playing, day or night. Jordache has the look that's right. The Jordache look, Jordache look. Retro Crush. Ooh, what wouldn't I do for a Klondike bar? That's a better question.